For Army Reserve HR planners, it's a difficult balancing act. Officials know all too well that there's a bulge in the junior enlisted ranks, but they're also trying to push the reserve toward an overall size that meets congressionally authorized end strength numbers. And meeting those targets determines the size of the Army Reserve's budget. On paper, the reserve has authorized 205,000 soldiers, at least for now. It currently sits at just shy of 199,000. Brigadier General Tammy Smith is the director of the Army Reserve Human Capital Enterprise. Speaking to other reserve leaders at a conference in Colorado last week, she said the imbalance forced the reserve to create new positions for those excess junior soldiers.
But what we had to do, and I know this had in many cases negative impacts on you and the units, is that we had to open up additional vacancies and requests, and then we had to put in place a procedure in which we purposely overmanned many units. And we had to do that because we are so out of balance and because our mission from our accession agency doesn't reflect what our real requirements are. We had to do that in an attempt to maintain that end strength at 203.
Nonetheless, in 2013, the Army Reserve made a deliberate decision to slow down the recruiting of soldiers in what's called Skill Level 1, which is part of the reason the service is now several thousand people short of its authorized size. The next challenge, she says, is getting recent enlistees to stay in the service long enough to become mid-grade soldiers at the E4, E5, E6, and E7 pay grades, where the reserves are currently short of personnel. Smith says they're bleeding, E4s in particular. To study that reenlistment problem, her staff looked at a cohort of soldiers that entered service in 2008 when Congress authorized relatively generous incentive payments to join. Out of that group, 58% left the Army before their first chance to reenlist.
And many of the reasons is there's some unsat participation. Some people, their civilian job, they relocated, they couldn't continue on. There were people who were put out of the service, that sort of thing. Some people went on to active duty. But still, when you look at the losses, 58% of them never entered that reenlistment window. Your non-commissioned officers never had the opportunity to engage them about reenlistment. And the Army Reserve Careers Division never had the opportunity to get them reenlisted.
About 15,000 soldiers did stay long enough to hit their first reenlistment window. But Army statistics show that only 45% of those were actually eligible to stay in the service because of red flags on their service records.
And the reason that the others are not eligible to reenlist because they're flagged for some reason. The majority of them being flagged for height and weight. You see the percentages on there of this year's cohort of reenlistment. So we lose over half of that 15,000 for height, weight, and flag type reasons. Again, some of those reasons in there are disciplinary, some reasons that it's good that they are on their way out. But when we start that cohort and we see how we squeeze it down over the time of their enlistment contract, that explains a little bit about the difference between that red and that blue line, but it also shows why we have some of our out-of-balance problems.
The Army Reserve currently has about 24,000 people with flags on their record for failure to pass the Army physical fitness test. And Smith says most of the factors that make young reservists ineligible for reenlistment are out of the control of her Pentagon office. She says it's up to local commanders to make sure their soldiers can continue to serve. And she says the fact that they can't is having an impact not just on the Army Reserve's ability to meet its end strength targets, it's also costing a lot of unnecessary money.
As we think about the budget moving forward, is that every one of those that we lost, we had to replace because we're not at end strength. So we have to replace 100% of those people that we never had the opportunity to reenlist. And it costs on average $57,000 to replace them. So that's another cost factor going in. So when you think about the cost of their basic training and their MOS training on average, so that's almost like throwing money out the window there when you look at the large number that is going through there.
Of the soldiers who are eligible to reenlist, Smith says there's another big reason many are choosing not to. The incentive bonuses Congress used to offer in order to boost recruiting and retention simply aren't there anymore, at least not in the same amounts. The bonus payments lawmakers authorized the reserve to make have dropped 65% since 2010, and Smith says the reserve had to stop those 2013 payments altogether midway through this year.
As we looked at the burn rate, I had to make a decision in July about suspending incentives for reenlistment. And so I was faced with a choice about whether or not to suspend them for non-prior service or for the reenlistment. And I chose the reenlistment. And that's completely inconsistent with the message I've just been telling you. And but the reason that I made that particular decision, when we looked at where we were ahead in every area except for non-prior service enlistments. And so I was already behind with USAREC, and I had to keep every tool on the table that I could. I realized the jerking around that is to your soldiers about that, where they wonder about whether or not there will be a reenlistment incentive for their particular MOS. But we had to do that from a fiscal point in July.
The Army Reserve is trying to tackle a similar problem in its officer ranks, where it's also seeing a gap in mid-grade personnel. It's currently short by 3,200 captains and 4,000 majors. Smith says the Reserve is working those issues through its career management offices and studying approaches like making sure officers can continue to serve in one geographic location as they move up through the ranks. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.